This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, open our eyes to have vision to see the hope you place into our world. And open the eyes of our hearts to see the ways that we might be that hope for the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. And as we begin this Year C and the season of Advent in our liturgical cycle, we traditionally say, Happy New Year. So, Happy New Year. Every year, our liturgical year begins the new year on this first Sunday of Advent. And as you're probably aware, our Gospels that we hear are in a three-year cycle, A, B, and C. We just finished year B with Mark's Gospel. Today, we begin year C, and we're going to be hearing a lot from Luke's gospel, which is a very important gospel for us to consider given the theme that we deal with today. But I want to begin by saying something that those of you who have been around here for many years have heard me say every year on this first Sunday of Advent, and that is this phrase: don't fret, it always gets done. I can't tell you how many times I think back on the prior year, and I can't remember who sent me a Christmas card and who didn't. It's a great thing to do, but it doesn't last. And if it's something that whole process starts to give us negative stress, that's not what God wants the season to be about. It's a wonderful season, a beautiful season. The colors, the lights, the evergreens, the trees, the Christmas carols and the festivities and all that, it's all wonderful. But the minute our preparation for that starts to be a negative stressor for us, we got to take a step back and get a little dose of reality for ourselves. And to just remember, when we're tempted to fret about getting everything done, it always gets done. I've been here 21 years, and every single year, it always got done. And you know that string of lights that we forgot to put out in front of the church last year? No, you don't remember. Nobody remembers. What got done needed to get done. And what didn't need to get done. So perhaps as we enter into, I know it's hidden behind the screen, but this is the first Sunday of Advent, and the theme is hope. And for this to truly be a season of hope for us, let's keep things in perspective. Now, the gospel that we are given today, we get every first Sunday of Advent, either Matthew's version, Mark's version, this year's Luke's version, and it's always all this apocalyptic stuff, and a word that even scares us. Apocalypse is just a word that means end times. And it's talking about the end times of what is going to transpire. But the important takeaway for us, there are many of them, but one is, when all this chaos and mess is going on, take hope because the kingdom of God is near. Now, I can't think of a time in our lives where there is more chaos and craziness going on. Well, let's all take comfort, because Jesus is telling us the kingdom of God is near. Now, it's important as we look at this to think about what Jesus has to say. There is a word that is in the gospel today that I don't think appears anywhere else in any of the gospels. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation. You ever remember hearing that word in the scriptures before? Dissipation? And drunkenness and the worries of this life, as he goes on. Well, what does it mean to be dissipated? The adjective dissipated is used to describe people who've lost their moral center and instead of following the rules of conventional morals, prefer to be utterly self-indulgent. There's a lot of dissipation going on in our world, isn't there? Well, it becomes important for us to look for the ways that perhaps we can be agents of change in that regard. Dissipation. Have we ever had a time in our lives when there was this much anger and outrage and name-calling? There's a lot of dissipation. But for us to be agents of that change, I want to look at a different meaning to that word dissipate that we all know, I think. Because we also use that word to talk about things dissipating. When something is very dense and you add something to it, that concentration sort of dissipates. So that's what that word would mean. To spread thin or scatter. Where there's a call for us to perhaps to be agents of that type of dissipating that will help the dissipation perhaps that's going on in our world. The anger and the rage and the meanness, the unkindness. He and I finally got to go on this cruise that we had planned. It had been canceled twice because of COVID. This year, they said, if you're vaccinated and you get a COVID test, you can go. And if you don't go, you're going to lose your money. Well, I'm not going to lose my money, so we went on the cruise. And we felt safer on the cruise than I do in South Florida with all the testing and requirements and everything else that you have to observe. But it was a bucket list trip for me to go see the Panama Canal. It's just been something that I wanted to do for a long, long time. And it did not disappoint. When we got into that canal and were up on the bow, and you can't believe that this huge cruise ship even fits in that narrow canal, and once it gets in there, you start to watch how the gate closes, and you have to go up to get up to the height of the lake, 86 feet. It's like, there's no way they're going to get that huge ship to do that. Well, they do. And they have this system where you have this lockstep of gates. And as the water where you're going is coming down and filtering through to where the ship is, the two level out. Then they open the gates, the ship goes through to the next one. They repeat it again until you get up to the top of the lake. Now, you could keep going and go all the way to the Pacific Ocean, but this particular cruise didn't do that. But a lot of people were able to tender off the ship to go on excursions when they got to the high point of the lake, but we stayed on, and that was the coolest thing because now the ship is going to go back down on the other side of the locks, and there's hardly anybody on the ship. So there I am up on the bow of the ship. It's like my personal little thing. I felt like, you know, Moses in the parting of the waters. And sure enough, you're going back down, and the whole thing sort of reverses. You go from a higher level, the water levels, you move forward, next thing, the same thing. And for me, it was you talk about dissipation. You're talking about letting the water out of one thing, and it ends up helping the other thing. Maybe there's a little of that that we have to do to restore the hope in this world with so much dissipation going on. There's real hope that Jesus is trying to give us today. Remember that saying, begin with the end in mind? Well, we begin this Advent season with the apocalyptic reading, but we know what reading we're going to get come December the 25th, don't we? It's the Savior of the world coming to us in the form of a defenseless child. We know where it's headed. So with that in mind, our approach should be a lot different and better. One filled with hope, as is our theme for today. Hope. In a world where there is so much wrath and anger, and the assumption in many places was always that when God showed up, it was going to be a wrathful God who shows up, an angry God. Even John the Baptist, I think, was a little disappointed in Jesus because of he wasn't exactly taking John's approach. But it was in the form of a defenseless child that God chose to come to us. To show us the ways that this really violence can be overcome. We all in some way play a part in it. You and I, manifestations of violence we see on TV experience, but even from a personal standpoint, the violence we do to ourselves, the spiritually, emotionally beating ourselves up that we do. I'm not good enough. I could do better. The beating up on our families, emotionally in many ways. It's a form of violence when God is just trying to tell us, have hope. When you see all this happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. An incredible gift in the gift of Jesus coming unto us. Frederick Buechner, who's one of the great Christian writers of our time, throughout his writings there is a theme, and the theme is that the worst things we experience need not be the last things. That no matter what, there is always hope for a better life, a better world. There is more to us humans than just our moments of frustration. We can be tempted to give up. But we have to look at this Gospel of Luke to know that the evidence in God's eyes and heart are a lot different. He's going to choose one of the lowliest people on earth, a 12-year-old poor girl, to carry God into this world. Later on, he's going to tell us a story about what Jesus really does, and that is he has 100 sheep and 99 are fine, but only one is lost. He's going to go find the one lost sheep. He's going to tell us a story about the son who goes off and squanders everything on dissolute living. Yet the story, the ending, the father runs to embrace him. And in his extravagant love, welcomes him home. He's going to tell us about a coin that's lost, a valuable coin, and in the end, the coin is found. And if we want to go beyond Luke's gospel, we can look at the whole corpus of writings from St. Paul. He wasn't such a saint in his earlier days, was he? Probably responsible for the death of more Christians than anyone in history. If God wanted to be wrathful, if God wanted to be angry, God would have done something else other than reaching out to him and enabling him to have hope and to end up being one of the greatest saints in the history of the world. Our God is an amazing God. We have that opportunity to help dissipate and to help bring hope back. I ran into a bumper sticker the other day that was an acronym that stuck out, and it was the letters for today's theme of hope, H-O-P-E. And there was a dot after each of those letters. And at the bottom of that particular bumper sticker, it said that the acronym stood for Hold On, Pain Ends. Maybe that's what we need to do. Just hold on. We're going to get through this. And God is enabling us, giving us that opportunity to partner with God, not only to dissipate that which is dissipating the bad stuff, but be true agents of hope for our world. Amen.